Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Still talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, now 3 days after it's been over, because the controversy continues. I want to address the allegations from Neil, who is a member of the Free State Project and an early mover for the Free State Project, who's concerned with maybe what he perceives as the public perception or direction of some of the activists and the activism that is going on here. As you know, if you've listened before, you know that those of us on this program made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, the concept being that we want to get all as many liberty-oriented people together in the same area as possible. However, within the purview of being liberty-oriented, there are a lot of different subcategories of interests and certain types of activism that people find acceptable and that they're wanting to do, and some certain types of activism that some people don't find acceptable. And there's some, you know, some crossover between those. And some people are on one side, some people are on the other. Most people are in the middle. You know, they'll dabble in both, that kind of thing, whatever it is that suits them. One of the accusations that was leveled was that the individual who called earlier, Neil, suggested that he felt that things were becoming libertine, that the focus of the activism was in that certain activists like myself were libertines. Now, Sam, you'd never heard that word before.
No, I hadn't.
So we went and looked it up, and I was aware of what it was. It seemed basically to me it meant sexually liberal. There's a few other definitions, so I will read here from dictionary.com.
It didn't mean that to me. It just meant, liberal on several social issues like drugs, alcohol, sexual stuff, things like that.
Well, the number one definition is a person who is morally or sexually unrestrained, especially a dissolute man,
right.
Profligate, rake. Number two, though, is a free thinker in religious matters. Three, a person freed from slavery in ancient Rome. So it's mostly in regards to sex, but I suppose if you consider drugs to be immoral, then you could consider that libertine as well. And I just have to say, while I am a drug consumer, I do use drugs on a recreational basis.
Plants aren't drugs.
Occasionally. Well, there's a chemical in cannabis called THC, and I will
use chemicals in all kinds of things, all kinds of plants.
I will use drugs occasionally.
There's lycopene in tomatoes. Does that make them drugs?
I found some something called methadrone or something like that at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
You can do whatever drugs you want. Yeah. I just don't want people to be under the impression that dried up plants are drugs. It's just not.
But some people consider it immoral to smoke a dried up plant. I mean, some people consider
they
it immoral
do.
To smoke. Right, you're destroying the temple. Right,
I tend to, I do tend to be hypocritical on this one because I'll call nicotine a drug, which is tobacco, of course, just dried up plants. So go ahead.
Right. People would consider smoking of any sort to be an immoral act. These types of people, is prude the right word? The people that are anti-libertine would consider it to be immoral to smoke because you're tattooing yourself. For instance, there was a lot of tattooing going on. The temple, something about the temple mark in the Bible, your body being a temple.
I don't know that libertines would, tattoos, fanatics, enthusiasts would be considered libertines. I don't know.
No. I'm going by the definition of somebody who considers the body to be a temple. Is that not a common belief amongst the Christians?
Yes.
Right. So therefore, if you tattoo yourself, there's a word
I'm looking for.
Desecrating. That's the word I'm looking for. You're desecrating the temple. If you're smoking, you're desecrating the temple, that kind of thing. So that could be seen as immoral behavior, therefore being labeled as libertine. I don't really consider myself libertine because, again, the common definition is a sexual liberty. And, I'm not a prude by any means, but on the other hand, I'm also not a horn dog, and I'm not, I don't consider myself that way at all. I see people doing things, like I've been to raid parties before with Julia, and, there are people there that are far more libertine than I am. I mean, I'm relatively conservative on the scale of libertines, I guess you could say. I probably qualify as a libertine by their perspective. But
libertine and miser don't tend to go hand in hand. Those aren't the terms.
What is that supposed to mean?
You are a thrifty individual.
How much money did you spend sponsoring Porkfest?
No. You will certainly spend your money on things you believe in.
Okay.
However, libertine. Will you spend money on living well? And libertines will.
Do I live in a shack?
Living well. I don't mean living, you know, fine.
Okay, I really don't know
what
you mean.
You don't drive a mid-engine convertible coupe.
I
you
see.
Do not, you do not
right, I like
you
to keep things simple.
Fancy clothes. You do not eat rich food on a regular
either.
Basis.
Right. You don't either.
I can't afford to. I work in radio.
That's not true. Well, yeah, you're right. You can't afford it. You're in debt. So
everybody in America is in debt, my friend.
Not me. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So I wanted to address this issue of, you know, this libertine complaint. And I all I hear is hand-wringing. And it's more of this hand-wringing by the people that they only find real value in doing political activism.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, yeah, I'm against the war on drugs. But, you know, you guys just talk too much about the 420 celebrations. The 420 celebrations that happen every single day in Keene, New Hampshire, at the Central Square, right in the heart of downtown Keene, New Hampshire, they deserve to be talked about. They are a record. I mean, now it's getting old because it's just so common. It's like it's no big deal. But for other people, it is a big deal. We had a couple folks visiting here in Keene today. They had come down from Pork Fest, and they're now visiting in Keene. Mark, you came out for dinner. We had dinner with them here tonight, a couple folks. Dave and his wife, Cindy, I think it was. Dave and Cindy were down, and nice folks from Louisiana visiting New Hampshire, really enjoying themselves. But his wife was pretty intimidated by the idea of coming to 420. He was all for it, man. I mean, they both got tie-dye T-shirts on. They come out, and he's cool with it. He's smoking some cannabis with us in Central Square, and his wife's kind of sitting over to the side. I guess you know, she's like a first-grade teacher from when she comes. And when she comes. You're not supposed to say from, right, Mark?
Go on.
When she comes. Anyway, she's a first-grade teacher when she comes, and so she was concerned. Like, she was paranoid because this is unusual behavior, right? People smoking cannabis in public as though they were free people and not looking concerned, not, you know, hiding the pipe and, you know, trying to pass it very quietly between one another or anything like that, just brazenly out in the open. And so she finally, you know, moved a little closer to the group and I think got a little bit more comfortable over time. But that's got to be intimidating. I mean, coming into a situation like that and just being absolutely stunned at the level that people are willing to the level of freedom that people are willing to live their lives with like that. I mean, it just has to be very difficult. And so I don't know where I was going with that point. I just thought it was interesting that you know, coming in from that outside perspective, seeing what's happening here. I guess I'm the intensity of what is going on. It's a pretty big deal. It's a big deal what's happening there, and it deserves to be discussed. I think since civil disobedience deserves to be talked about. And when we see instances of civil disobedience and non-cooperation around the country, we talk about them here on this show. You've got an example. Call in with it. But when people who are more of the political side complain about this, all I hear is hand-wringing. Oh, boo-hoo. You guys get more newspaper articles than we do. You guys get cannabis culture talking about. You guys get all this, you know, this international press coverage, which we don't get a whole lot of it. But we get some, and it's more than what they're getting doing their political activism.
Well, I think that that's honestly, I think it's good because the political activism, it's a two-sided sword here or knife or whatever. Because the more press that they get, the more the Democratic National Convention or whatever is going to dump money into New Hampshire to make sure that this activism stops. You'll attract people of the political ilk out here, but I think that the best, to some extent, the Politico types are served by the fact that they are covered up by what's
by the,
going on
the other
by
stuff.
The outside the system activists.
Huh,
and
that's
their,
interesting.
And
I never thought of that.
Handstands while smoking pot with clown hats on or whatever it is that they're doing for freedom.
That's an interesting perspective. I honestly hadn't considered that. There's no point in this hand wringing. There's no point because those of us who are interested in doing activism of a disobedient sort are not going to stop.
No.
And
because I was in the place that what was the gentleman's name that just called in?
Neil.
Neil was at one point in the recent, not too distant past. And, you know, but I just came to the conclusion that there's no reasoning with these people. So what
give
why bother?
Me something that there is reasoning. I mean, you saw the so-called debate between Rich Paul and Matt Simon, these two supposedly opposed cannabis activists, one in the political side, one in the civil disobedience side. They came together, man. I mean, there was forgiveness all around. I think things are going in the right direction. Look, just let it alone, man. If you don't want to support it, don't support it. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if
is now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off of all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to ReadyMadeResources.com. See the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through June 30th. Hurry. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com or call 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to ReadyMadeResources.com.
Hurry, sale ends June 30th.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time and effort to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. You can head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see it. And if you're a lady listener, the details are there as to how you can become a part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
You know, at one point in my life, I had a difficult time saving money. And what I thought would work for me is a little program that I set up for our listeners. And it is the ability to put a certain amount of money away on a weekly or biweekly basis, whenever you get your paycheck, towards precious metals. I believe that gold and silver are good things to have right now as a hedge against inflation. Some people look at them as investments or barter currency. But either way, I think it's a good idea to have a certain amount. And I set up a program, and all you have to do is call this number. It's 877-857-9938. I'll give it to you again in a second. And ask for the layaway plan. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com, and you can check out some of the choices there of the coins that you can put away on layaway. I recommend you put away 20 to 25. The shipping's the same on, well, it depends on the weight of them, 20 as it is on one. So find coins that you can get 20 of rather than just buying one, you know, and shipping that to your house. Get more silver or whatever it takes for you to reach that number. And call this number, 877-857-9938, and ask for the layaway plan. And, you know, do yourself a favor. You know, there could very well come a time in the near future where you really need this stuff.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The controversy between the politicos and the non-cooperatives and disobedience up here has bubbled up again here on the program, as it tends to from time to time, to bring our listeners up to speed. We're here in New Hampshire. We moved here as part of the Free State Project, which is a concept that I consider brilliant. The suggestion is that people who love liberty should get together, and then we can do more. And it's true. It works out really well, as a matter of fact, because both the political side and the civil disobedience side are having success. I mean, didn't you hear me, those of you out there who might share the feelings of Neil earlier, touting the success of the knife repeal? I mean, that's a big win for the political side. It's tremendous.
I think it's a landmark win. I don't know if it's tremendously large. I mean, when was the last
time? Compared to anything else they've done so far,
I disagree. I think that it's landmark in the sense that
landmark is a pretty big thing.
But that there hasn't been a law that's been turned around. However,
right.
I don't think it's important, and I don't think it affects people's daily lives. What the politicos have done to stop
crime,
not done. The what they've done for the seatbelt laws, what they've done for the Real ID Act, what they've done on those sides where they've stopped government intrusion from getting farther, things are far more important and far more people's lives.
But you can't apply that to them necessarily, because there have been people who've been fighting the seatbelt. For those that don't know, New Hampshire is the only
you
state.
You can't apply this.
I'm not done. For those that don't know, the New Hampshire is the only state of the 50 who does not have seatbelt laws for adults. And so every single year or 2 years, I think it's every 2 years, they keep bringing that back. The status, they want to bring that in.
They really
and
do.
People have been fighting it for a long time. Yes, the political activists that have come here for the Free State Project have assisted in those situations. Maybe some of them took leadership roles, but there's no way that you can assign that to just them.
Yes.
Whereas the knife repeal is something that's not just offensive. They actually changed the law to more freedom, and it was proposed by a Free Stater legislator. The woman who put that bill forth, as I understand it, was one of the four elected Free Staters. That alone right there is a tremendous win for them.
It's landmark. I will agree. However, I don't think it's as important as these other issues. Let me point out that law didn't pass without the votes of hundreds of other legislators who aren't Free State Project members. So you can very well snatch that victory. A person who doesn't agree with you and I could snatch that victory out of the jaws of the Free State Project and say, big, fat, hairy deal. And I'm just telling you that I think that far more important things have happened here that should not be overshadowed by this one.
I agree that the seatbelt law, stopping that was landmark. That's a big distinction that New Hampshire has that nowhere else, it just doesn't exist anywhere else. And at the same time, Jen was on the local radio show this morning talking about the knife repeal ban. The co-host, Al Kulis, talked about the time where he had a knife in his pocket and his hand got caught up in a baler when the tractor kicked back into gear and almost took his arm off. So it was pretty important to him to be able to have, that kind of a tool that he could open up and cut his hands free. And she also got to talk about the Second Amendment sisters and things that are going on. So Yeah, that was a pretty important case, and to dismiss it as not all that important, I don't know if that's fair.
I'm not saying it's not important. I'm actually calling it landmark.
Now you're just bitching at me because I use the term tremendous to describe it, and you don't think it's that important. Look, Mark, I'm trying to give them credit for having a big win, and you're trying to downplay it.
No, I'm not.
It's a tremendous win. It's a great win. It's an indicator that there's some real success happening in the political category. It just takes some damn time for that stuff to occur. At least it's possible here in New Hampshire, and that's what that indicates. It's not just defending against the increase of the state. It's actually something that turned it around. Now, that's not to say that on the aggregate the state is getting smaller. It's not. It's still growing, obviously. But it's a good indicator that there is the possibility for political
success.
Right,
that the chance is there, that things can happen.
And I talk about that on this show.
Yes.
And I said recently, look, I thought that the political system was pointless, and now I know that I was wrong about that. I think there is hope here in New Hampshire, so please come here and get involved in politics. But don't bitch and moan because some people find civil disobedience more attractive or because the civil disobedience movement gets more attention. And
or
I think
because the civil disobedience people are not going to bow down to this authority figure just because someone ran for office.
Exactly. So don't get your old panties in a wad. Focus on what you like. Focus on the activism that you think is most effective and go out there and get it done. And then, you know, we'll do what we think is right. And I've done political things. I've gone out and I've held signs for people and I've gone to the state house. Like I said, most people here cross over.
I would like to point out that, you know, this is the one thing that I found about the outside the system activists is, you know, everybody when confronted with, you know, some kind of coaching on what it is they're doing tends to get defensive to some extent or another. And what the politicos will do to some extent by harping on their outside the system activism is that they'll drive them further into their outside the system activism and make them less likely to participate in their in the politicos inside the system activism.
And you heard that during the debate, the so-called debate between the two sides of the pot coin. There was the political guy, Matt Simon, and Rich Paul, who's known as the civil disobedience guy. Turns out Rich Paul is far more open to politics than some people thought. And it was during that I forgot where I was going at.
It was. I'm talking about people being polarized.
Yeah, well, I mean, people were definitely coming together during that so-called debate. So I don't think that the rift is as wide or as deep as some of these people might like to believe.
I totally agree that it's frustrating when you think that you moved to the Free State Project for a specific type of activism,
yeah,
that you thought that things were going to go a certain way.
Oh, I remember.
And they're not going that way.
So Curtis, our co-host, he had that attitude of, you know, well, you know, screw the both of you. I don't like what any of you are doing, and I think that's the attitude you're talking about, where he's kind of dug in even further into his side of things. And whereas I was willing to go up there and, you know, I asked Matt Simon, you know, why have you been so divisive in the past? And he apologized to me, and he apologized to the rest of the activists that he'd been so angry at. And I forgave him, and I thought it was a good moment because, well, there's not really that much difference between us. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow, for the rest of your life.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and the features there are totally free. In fact, the archives go all the way back to 2006, although we had a few bugs. We just released this yesterday. We were going back to 2009. Now it's back to 2006. Your mic's off. Sorry, you guys were chatting when we're going on the air.
I said that's huge.
Yes, it is huge, and it's free. So you can go there and enjoy all that. There's a couple of months or a few months there where they're listed, but they won't download. So I think they're only good through November of 2006. And I'm not sure if they're going to drop off like one show at a time. I've got some bugs to iron out. But nonetheless, we've given you an extra couple of years for free at freetalklive.com. So go and grab all the darned archives you could ever imagine possibly wanting. Freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls here about what you want, it is Matt in Illinois on the Amp Lines. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to address, it's keeping in the theme of the Pork Fest, what the caller was talking about earlier when he was talking about Rogers Campground not giving back the business and smoking pot in the open. 420 celebrations, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not a huge pot smoker, but I do occasionally indulge myself. And it bothers me that people will support, you know, ending the war on drugs and people being able to smoke marijuana and stuff, and yet they get so antsy about it being done in the open. If you don't think there's anything wrong with smoking pot, then there's nothing wrong with smoking pot. And you should be able to do it out in the open and let people know, hey, you know, I do this. It's there should be no problem.
I don't think that everybody that is against the war on drugs thinks necessarily that smoking pot is an okay thing. There are some people who are against the war on drugs because they understand that it is detrimental, that it's costly, that it hurts people and all that, and they may still see drugs as a negative thing. They may be very, you know, straight edge, for instance, but on the other hand, they're not willing to engage in coercion to get people to stop. They may still have a very strong moral objection to it.
But I don't hear anybody with those strong moral objections, say, complaining when people drink publicly.
That has gone on, but it hasn't really been the focus. I mean, there's never really been an open container specific civil disobedience. There have been people that have brought open containers.
It's certainly happening at Rogers Campground. I don't know if that's considered.
Well, it's
in
fine
public.
On a campground. I think it's fine on a campground, but it's happened at Free Keen Fest, which is in public, and it's happened at the 420 celebrations, and it's happened at the nightcaps, which are like the nighttime versions of 420 that have been going on here as well. So open containers have occurred. We've talked about it. We've mentioned it on the show, but it's never really been the focus of an event. Nobody's ever said, let's do an open container day or anything like that. But I think there would be people that would be upset about that.
Well, I haven't seen it. I just. That mindset is beyond me.
The mindset is that you should keep your habits to yourself. The mindset is I support your right to put your drink alcohol or smoke pot, but I think you should keep it to yourself, keep it at home. That's the mindset.
And to me, that mindset kind of tacitly gives approval to the excuse that the statists will use to raid people's houses and hurt them and throw them in jail.
I don't know.
It might be very tacit, but it's there. There's an attitude there that just kind of, you know, well, gee, those people were really doing something that they shouldn't be doing. I mean, you know, you don't want to see people doing that and everything else. And it just, I'm bothered by that.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Maybe that's because you're a libertine, Matt. Are you a libertine?
Yeah. Probably. I have no idea. I know I'm not serpentine.
Are you no. Morally or sexually unrestrained?
No, I have my restraints.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I just saw footage of you before the show. LCL Report. LCLReport.com has footage of you, Matt, at the this libertine-esque event of the pole dancing party. Didn't you feel like a sexually unrestrained man at that pole dancing party?
I know I was laughing a lot at that pole dancing party. They didn't show me at the pole, though. He missed that one.
Oh, you actually went up and you did a little dance?
I actually went up and did dance at the pole, and he didn't catch that. They only showed me watching other people.
Did you get any tips? People were shoving money in people's pants and stuff like that.
Yeah, I did. I did get that. I got one tip.
That's pretty good.
And, which for me wasn't bad because I really couldn't do any of the tricks anymore on the pole, you know, with the flipping over and the swirling, I could swirl around it. That was about all I could do. But people were lifting their legs up and stuff like that. And my stomach just doesn't have that kind of strength anymore.
That was the giggle of a middle-aged man that has been tipped for pole dancing.
Now, Matt, I wanted to bring this up because there's a little bit more controversy, and this is just nonsense that has sprung up specifically around the pole dancing event. And maybe the drug use, but the pole dancing events explicitly. There was some guy on Facebook, and I don't know who he is, but Curtis, one of our co-hosts, posted this publicly, what he had said. He posted the LCL report, lclreport.com. You can see the video that we're talking about of the pole dancing at Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, which I wish I could have attended. I was in the Mark Stevens thing and passed out, and there was no way I was going to get to it. But next year I absolutely am going to be there because I love a good gay dance party and, I was looking forward to it. So anyway, you were there and so you know what it was like to be there. And Michelle Seven, who we've had on the show before, she just made the move up here to New Hampshire, famous or infamous income tax freedom advocate. She was doing a pole dance and a bunch of other people were doing pole dances with competition. One of our listeners won the competition, Doug from Minnesota. And she and her daughter, Aziza, were doing a mother-daughter pole dance, their entry was together. And so the quote from the guy on Facebook was this: "Is this what the founding fathers intended? What exactly does this do? To help promote the cause for freedom? For all? Parkfest, huh? Okay, I never even saw this video until now, but I was already horrified.
It's a brand new video.
Yeah, but I was already horrified before even finding this. Is Porkfest merely another Bohemian Grove?
Well, I think that guy might have some issues of his own that he might want to address if that's what he's thinking.
It goes on, there it goes something. On. There's more. Let me get through the rest. My friend who found this wrote, quote, "This is not what the founding fathers had in mind when they died for our freedom. Even if you are a libertarian, this is licentious behavior. And no, I'm not monitoring anyone's morals. You're all adults, so why not act like one?" And finally, later on, he comments, "I think our best and brightest activists are being duped yet again by NWO social engineers." I'm shouting that because he wrote it all in caps. Porkfest indeed. And he makes a little smile, a frowny face at the very end.
Oh, my God.
You cannot get together in the woods and have fun.
Yeah. You're,
I don't think he's a likely recruit into the...
No, and I love it. I think this is fantastic. Keep all the NWO... keep as many of the NWO crackpots away as possible. Now, some of them are okay. You know, they're not problematic.
Well, this guy's He's a no-fun police. I mean, you know, the founder... George Washington wouldn't have danced on no pole if he knows what George Washington would have done. As, you know, it's just... if you're going to bring new people into your movement, yes, if you have a movement of only what the founding fathers would do, you'll get some good Christian old folks that will be in your movement. And they will be ignored and marginalized as they have been for a very long time. But if you want some,
in defense of the founding fathers, you don't see signs all over the Northeast that says George Washington slept here for nothing. Now, my understanding is that George Washington was doing much more than just sleeping here, if you understand my meaning.
Look, the political fathers didn't do anything to fight for my freedom. What they fought for was a nicer form of slavery to give to us.
I just think it's exciting that events like the Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, I think it's great news that it's keeping the real prudes away from this movement because I don't want to associate with them. Hey, thanks, Matt, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. There's a place for them, but apparently it's not at Porkfest. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle, and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So we're talking about Porkfest all night here tonight. It is just that big. The event is tremendous. There's been some controversy that has bubbled up about it. And the most recent
and we've
one
made hay with it
was Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, which we promoted quite a bit on this program, turned into a real resounding success. Buzz put a lot of money into it, and she didn't make money. She didn't make it all back immediately at the dance party. She was short on what she put, like $2,000 into this thing.
Wow!
I think she made like $600 at the party itself. Then she put the word out, and I think part of it was like a generator or something like that that it will work for next year, so it won't cost as much next year. Then later on, she put the word out that she hadn't made her money back, and people just started, Michelle Seven went out and she started telling people that, and people just started walking up to Buzz and handing her like $20, $40 here and there. So by the time Porkfest was over, she'd made her money back, which I think is fantastic. And it's really a testimony to how widely accepted and fun this big gay dance party was. There was a stripper pole, but there wasn't stripping going on. It was a pole dancing competition, and it apparently was an absolute blast. I saw some of the footage. I wasn't able to make it myself personally, and I regret it, but I saw the footage from lclreport.com. But some other people saw this footage. It's now making its way around the internet, and they're very upset about this, calling us libertines. And I have to say, I don't feel like a libertine. You stopped in briefly.
Yeah, so. I mean, I got to see Pete Ayer on the pole up there with all of his muscles.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, maybe if you saw that, you would change your mind, Ian.
Well, somebody out there thought that was an attractive thing. However, it's just kind of weird.
It was great. I just ran over there for 5 minutes because I was in the middle of filming something, but I wanted to just to see it and experience it. And it was a fun time. I mean, there were music. Yeah. There were people out in the yard talking, having a great time. I went in and I saw Michelle Seven turn upside down with their legs up in the air, you know, sliding down the pole. And then Pete Ayer and some other folks got in there and were doing the pole dance. I was tempted to jump in there myself, but I didn't end up doing it and had to run.
So there's a thread of one of these critics on Facebook who's complaining about this. What would the founding fathers think? Is this what they fought for? Da 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 da. I'm Christian, this and that. Well, it comes right back to what you've talked about, Mark, about these Christian Pharisees. You know, these I'm better than you are kinds of Christians. The irony of all of this is that Michelle Seven is a Christian. Michelle Seven in and her family are, at least I presume her family, but Michelle Seven is a Christian. The woman doing the pole dancing that this individual found so offensive and libertine is a Christian.
Sure, but they would say that she's not Christian enough.
She's not a real Christian. Well, to me, she's the real.
And remember,
kind of
these Pharisees were the kind of people that went out and they prayed in the open so that people would see how pious they were. Mm. And Jesus said, hey, take your prayers back to your house.
In your closet or something.
Yeah, like and pray in your closet by yourself.
That's actually in the Bible.
Yeah.
So I think it's very revealing that that they called this out as being a libertine event, and one of the strippers, or not strippers, pole dancers, there's a difference, because there was no stripping.
Wasn't a bit of stripping.
The pole dancing,
and, you know, maybe some guys took their shirts off.
Was Michelle Seven and others, but Michelle Seven being a devoted Christian, she thought that was funny. I told her about that quote tonight at dinner. She just thought that was absolutely hilarious. And Michelle Seven is the kind of Christian I want to be here in New Hampshire. The kind of leave you alone Christian, somebody that is respectful towards others' beliefs, somebody that's not, you know, evangelizing constantly to try to recruit you into their religion, somebody who understands what peace is really all about. She's not, you know, if you're a Christian and you support war, you're not a real Christian. You've got some issues you need to work out. Because, you know, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus drop that bomb? What was it, the Gandhi quote? I saw a Gandhi quote today that I think was particularly relevant here. He said something to the effect of, I like your Christ, but not so much your Christians.
Yeah, it's pretty much the quote.
You know, where are your real Christians?
Well, he didn't say that. He just said, you know, I like your Christ, I don't like your Christians.
Right, exactly. I like Michelle Seven.
Which
she
just goes to show how much Christianity has veered off of the course of Jesus, and that, and how much the mainstream church has really become what John, you know, wrote on Patmos and Revelations. I assume that he actually wrote it. There's questions there. That, you know, the mainstream church was going to become the Antichrist, and it has. And they continue. They it's right there. They can read in their Bibles if they believe that stuff, but they don't.
So your calls and thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. I don't really have anything else much to say. I think it's great that the you know, the prudish types of I'm better than you Christians are being scared away by this. I don't feel like we're losing much by losing those people, because I don't want to hear people bitching and moaning. Anyway, we continue here. Anything else, Jens, you want to comment on this? We're going to go to the calls.
I just think it's great that Porkfest and the Liberty Forum keep expanding in this way.
Oh, yeah. It's incredibly they're incredibly successful events, and we'll be there next year. Let's talk to James, listening in Minnesota. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just had a quick question for you, and maybe you can direct me to where it was at. There was two gentlemen at Porkfest. One was debating the internal use of, like, liberating the government, and then the other one was, like, uncooperative. They were debating back and forth, like, the manner of kind of disobedience, like one from an internal stance and one from an external.
This may have been the cannabis debate, which was between the political Matt Simon and the civil disobedient Rich Paul. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Did they put a replay online or anything like that? Or
Video has been shot of pretty much everything that happened at Porkfest. Whether that particular event has made it online yet, I don't know. I haven't heard any news that any full-length material has yet become available. LCLReport.com and RidleyReport.com have had some reports filed, but those aren't full coverage, full-length coverages of things that happened.
Yeah, I want to see the speech myself, so I'm going to be looking for
the debate.
Yeah, the debate.
Well, it was promoted as a debate, but it turned out to be a real come-together session where you know, forgiveness was given, and Rich Paul, who's supposedly the civil disobedience guy, he's all in favor of anything that'll work. He doesn't care. He's not focused exclusively on civil disobedience. He's more than willing to do politics. It's just that he wanted to do the civil disobedience, and that was kind of in this particular, in the beginning, and he took the lead in that role. So it wasn't much of a debate.
Well, because I know I've listened to you guys, like, it's literally been 2 days, but I love you, absolutely. I've been downloading podcasts like crazy, and you guys seem to have, like, the civil disobedience thing going on. Between, like, your parking tickets and, you know,
that's
cannabis.
That's non-cooperation.
Or non-cooperation, I'm
right.
Sorry. And would you guys, what do you guys advocate, I guess? What are you more like, which side of the argument are you on?
I don't know that either of us are on a particular side of this argument. I think that I'm on the side of whatever works.
Me too.
I am not comfortable with civil disobedience most of the time.
I'm not comfortable with politics most of the time.
And but if that's what's going to work, then that's what's going to work. And I do think that Rosa Parks had a huge effect in the civil rights movement. And so I'm not going to say Rosa should have gotten up and gone to the back of the bus. I'm not going to say that. I just, you know, I'm comfortable with what I'm comfortable with, and that's what I'm going to do.
And we don't know yet, by the way, who the Rosa Parkses are of this particular movement, because you don't have the perspective of history. It's one of the critiques that the civil disobedience get is, you guys compare yourself to Rosa Parks, you're nothing like them. Well, yeah, I don't know if anybody knew really that Rosa Parks at the time was going to be as significant as she turned out to be.
Well, Rosa Parks was engineered, but, you know, certainly... Mm-hmm. No one knew what was going to happen when it started.
Right, and you don't get the perspective of being able to look back 20 years later and say, oh, well, that really was important. So to answer your question a little more fully, I think that whatever works is great. I've involved myself in as much of it as I can. I have a preference, and I believe that civil disobedience and non-cooperation are more bang for your buck powerful than politics. I think you can get more as far as press coverage and news media coverage and thereby recruiting people outside of the area to come here from doing things like non-cooperation and civil disobedience. I think it's, you know, less costly. I mean, for all the time, for instance, that people have spent lobbying and begging politicians to change marijuana laws, the activists went out, a couple of them got arrested in Central Square. Really, the cost was essentially a couple of arrests in order to turn the police away.
Well,
and some time, obviously, and activism, but to go out there and to get a place that we can go to anytime we want to smoke cannabis without problem by the cops.
And I would point out that the laws are more firm and stable in the sense that, yeah, there are. You can certainly go out and do marijuana activism in Keene, New Hampshire, and maybe they won't hassle you if you're by yourself in Central Square. But try to take that same joint and just walk down the street and mosey on past a police officer and see how that goes. So I think laws codify and make it stable.
I think that the laws will be changed eventually, and
I
think that the civil disobedience is going to help lead down that road. Some of the politicos might disagree with me, but that's their prerogative. Sam, your preference of activism?
You know, I think it's important that people do what they think is best for them, what they feel comfortable with, and what they believe is going to have the greatest impact, or that's going to be the most effective thing.
And don't be surprised when your mind changes about that when you move up here and you actually get a taste of what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, and in that light, I support all of the things that are going on, from the political side to the civil disobedience to the non-cooperation.
And
it all has its place.
And don't forget outreach as well. That's
yes.
Another important one.
Yep.
And there's different types of outreach. Some outreach offends more than others, as we found out. Just recently, some activists they put 5,000 bookmarks in the library. And hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line to control of the airwaves. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.